It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixir's Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. We're back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at Heaven's Door Bootleg Volume Number 5. So this is an 18-year-old straight bourbon whiskey finished in Spanish vermouth rogue casks.
What does that mean? Rogue cask?
I don't know. I know what Spanish vermouth is, and I love Spanish vermouth.
I do too.
But saying it's rogue?
Is that like the rogue beer, or no? Like just they're just off the wall.
Just yeah. You can't find them.
They were just in the warehouse like, we're not going to take it. Really bad.
Well, I don't know. We'll see what it tastes like in a minute. But this is a tribute to Bob Dylan's long-running bootleg series of rare and unreleased tracks that provide a window into the mind of a great artist. And the series from Heaven's Doors offers rare and unreleased expressions from the special blends and barrel finishes that showcase the brand's creative approach to whiskey making. And so each bottle is adorned with one of Dylan's original paintings of handcrafted ceramic bottles and is presented in its bespoke leather journal. So Bootleg Volume Number 5 showcases Dylan's painting called No Vacancies, which is back in 2019, and it's from the Beaten Path Collection. The road, a recurrent and central theme in Dylan's creative journey, takes center stage in this painting, symbolizing the endless possibilities and adventures that have fueled American art, literature, and music for generations. His ability to capture the soul of America through various mediums adds an additional layer of depth and resonance to Bootleg Volume 5, making it a collector's item that seamlessly marries the worlds of art and craft whiskey.
This is when I'm so thankful that you have to read these, and not me.
That was a lot.
I would butcher that.
That was a lot to get through.
Yeah.
But it is 114 proof.
Okay.
And an SRP of $600.
Okay. All right. I mean, Bob Dylan's one of the brightest songwriters I've ever... His songs, they're so brilliantly written. Hopefully the whiskey is similar.
Let's go ahead. Let's dive in.
I'm curious what a rogue vermouth cask is.
On with the nose.
Ooh, I hate to say it, but it smells like, it reminds me of Cokey vermouth. You know that?
I mean, I love vermouth.
I do too. The nose is like very Manhattan-ish, so it's got that. Oh. The vermouth, the bourbon, but that Luxardo cherry, the bitters. I mean, it's got all kind of that thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Definitely like a dark cacao, deep chocolate kind of nose to it. All right, on with the taste.
Damn, that's pretty good. I mean, you can tell there's slight hint of, you can tell the 18 years probably a Tennessee component. It's got kind of that citrusy kind of vibe to it, but that vermouth flavor really takes over as that like sugary, grapey, but also you get that bitterness like from, you know, vermouth. It's really well done. I mean, I really like it.
I kind of felt like it left you a little speechless there at the moment. It really is. You're right. It has all those components that are baked into it. And it just really plays well with the vermouth is such a different animal.
Yeah.
To play with it. But it definitely just looks like it. And if you're a big fan of Manhattan, I don't think you would hate this at all.
No, I actually love it because I love Manhattans. But it's got that, you know, that raisiny, fruity, syrupy kind of flavor. But then you get like that oakiness from that older, from what I'm guessing, Tennessee component. And so it's really well done, really balanced.
All right, let's go ahead and let's rate this. So on the nose, where you at?
Thumbs up. I really liked it.
And on the taste?
Thumbs up. Really enjoyed it.
And on the finish?
Thumbs up. Really loved it. I mean, I know it's a big price tag, but this is really good.
It really is. So that is a review of Heaven's Doors Bootleg Volume 5. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Toodles.